Oh, uh-oh.
This is the worst.
What's wrong?
Did someone steal your rainbow?
Somebody stole my patience.
Oh! That was a disaster.
Vibes are on.
It's Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I'm not only bringing on a survivor, but my other half, my beautiful, strong, and amazing mom, Jamie Brummer. Mom, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Thank you so much for having me, Peanut.
My pleasure, Mom. So I know a lot of the answers to these questions because obviously I'm your daughter and I think I was about four when you were first diagnosed, but three. I was three when you were diagnosed, but a lot of my listeners might not be aware of your situation or they might be going through it. So I want you to share your story with them because I feel like breast cancer is becoming a lot more common as the years go on. So the first question I have for you is, when did you realize something was wrong? Did you feel a lump or how did you realize something was wrong?
Well, I'll start by saying I wasn't sure. I just wasn't feeling well for, I would say, probably a couple months. And it was around Halloween time, just because I remember taking you guys trick or treating. I just was very exhausted and tired just after a night of trick or treating, which was not a normal thing. I was battling a cold for probably about a month, and I just felt very achy and tired. I remember one night laying down to watch the Titanic when it first came out on DVD. You were basically falling asleep on top of my stomach, and I felt almost like I had a bruise on my arm. So I kind of just sort of felt like, why do I feel like I have a bruise on my arm, which was kind of under my arm. So I started feeling under my arm, and lo and behold, I felt something that literally felt like a plum, like a hard plum piece of fruit. So right then and there, I started to think, what is wrong with me? I immediately made an appointment for my doctor to give me an exam. My doctor at that time had told me it was just a swollen lymph node because I had been dealing with a cold and just been tired to come back to him, you know, in a couple weeks. So that was around Thanksgiving time. However, it just got to the point where I could not even put my arm down and it actually hurt. So I thought to myself, this can't be cancer because cancer does not hurt and it's not supposed to hurt. It's just a silent disease. So I went for a second opinion. And at the second opinion, they had given me a mammogram. They kept on calling me back in for reshoots of the mammogram and then called me into the actual office and put the mammogram on the screen where they showed me the mammogram. And it was a complete circle where you can see the tumor on the screen. So immediately they did want to tell me that they wanted to biopsy it. So I was awake for this biopsy. It was just a needle biopsy, more or less. And I kind of knew on the table at that time that it was cancer because being awake for the biopsy, the doctor out loud said while I was on the table, "Oh Lord, this can't be." So I feel by them just looking at it, they knew right away. I looked at the head of the bed where the nurse was, and she kind of had tears in her eyes. I think they were all shocked. And then the next day they called me in for an emergency meeting and told me to bring someone with me. And then that's where they said, "You have a malignant tumor, you have breast cancer."
Wow. And how did you feel when you heard those words, "You have cancer"?
Kind of like how I'm feeling right now, a little choked up, scared, nervous, mad, angry, confused, because I was only 33 at the time. I had you. We were 3 years old. I had Alyssa. She was only 7. And it was just a very scary thought, thinking, you know, am I going to live or am I going to die?
Come here. We're hugging. Now what motivated you throughout your process of chemo? Cause I know it was long and exhausting, and I remember the doctors, they remember me, Dr. Listengi, Dr. Schechter, and they remember me from when I was 3 years old all the way until now. But what motivated you throughout the process of chemo?
In short, just knowing that I had both you and Alyssa to care for. You know, we had your dad and everything too, but you know, I know he was going through a rough time dealing with it. So I just looked at both of your faces and in my head wanted to know just in my heart that I would still be alive to see you guys graduate middle school and graduate high school or get married or just all the different milestones, as you were growing up. It was a big motivation for me. Just wanting to be alive for all of that stuff in life.
Absolutely. And I still remember that book that you gave Alyssa and I, the I Hope You Dance, and you have that note in there that says, no matter what happens, I love you very much. And I still read that. And every time I hear that song, I do think about that. And a lot of people are like, oh, you probably don't remember. You're so young. But I do remember. And I do remember going to pick out your wig at that little place off of Gulf Road and the cute little wig that you had with the bangs. And I remember those things. And I remember laying in the hospital bed. So even though I was three, like, you do remember what your parents go through. And especially a lot of people are like, I don't know how you're so close with you, like your mom. Like, I'm not really that close. Well, when your mom is taken away from you at like such a young age, like it's you kind of realize like what you missed. And I think ever since, like, we've just had that attachment. But my next question for you is, what else kept you going on your rough days? Like, I know you have, you know, you looked at me and Alyssa and Dad, but was there anything else like that kind of kept your mind off of things like puzzles or books or reading magazines?
I did a lot of fundraising for breast cancer, different types of walks and things like that. I feel like choosing things like that to kind of feel like you're giving back to that cause helps you in a way that really kept me going. I actually completed the 3-day Avon breast cancer walk 3 weeks after my last chemo with some close friends from the time when I worked back, you know, 20 years ago. We did a 3-day walk, and I remember going to that. Like, those kind of things kept me motivated to just keep going and knowing that there would be a light at the end of the tunnel to just, you know, keep going and living life and hopefully someday be a true survivor.
I remember when you got back from the 3-day and you, I don't remember who you were with, but you were full of mud and it looked like it was a fun time though. But, and that's something I would like to do if they bring that back. If you could give a piece of advice to anyone who is currently going through cancer, what would it be?
There's a couple of things. Number one, seek help, go for support. There's nothing wrong with going to support groups. I chose to do that and it did help me tremendously. In addition, if people offer you help, please take it because, you know, you might feel guilty or, you know, feel not right saying, yes, bring me a meal or yes, I can use some help. But you don't know, like, being on the other side, you know, me being a survivor, I like to help people that are in need now because I know that how they feel and the things that they need at that time. So know that you are making those people that are offering help happy to help. So take the help when it's offered to you and seek support and go to support groups and just be strong mentally, not just physically, but mentally, and know that, you know, if you're strong and anything you put your mind to, if you believe in it, you know, mind over matter, then you can someday too be a true survivor.
That is great advice. And I would say, you know, a piece of advice for someone that, you know, might know someone that's going through cancer is, like my mom said, don't be afraid to seek therapy. I was so young. I was three. So I didn't really understand what was going on. But if I was a little bit older, I definitely would have seeked therapy because I think that's definitely beneficial. You can talk about your feelings and your emotions, your anger, your sadness, but also be there to support that person, right? I was three, so I couldn't morally like sit there and talk to my mom like it's okay because I didn't understand. But at an older age, you know, you can be there to support the person, bring them little cheer me up gifts. It doesn't have to be a gift that you purchase, just a handwritten card, something to brighten that person's day. And I know with my mom having cancer down the road in high school, I did a lot of fundraising where I raised money for cancer patients I raised money for chemo packages that were then given to cancer patients. So I did a lot of different things throughout my high school career and college career to give back to those that, you know, might be struggling with someone that has cancer or is going through cancer currently. So with that being said, my family and I, we have been impacted by cancer, but we do a lot of things to give back. And my mom is one of those people. She really does have the biggest heart. And I honestly, I don't know what I would do without her. She's my best friend and my other half. And I'm really, really grateful to have her sitting here by my side. As you can tell, I only have one mic going on. So if you heard the mic rattling, it's because we're sharing one mic. So we are literally hip by hip right now. But Mom, I just want to say thank you so much for, you know, I know you were a little bit nervous and it's a tough story to talk about, but all I wanted was just a few minutes of you to share your story and share your advice, especially during the month of breast cancer and us honoring Jennifer Hansen, the woman that I partnered up with last year. And I know she's looking down, especially on this during this month. So thank you so much, Mom. And I really, really appreciate you taking the time to share your story.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you too. And everyone, don't forget to give my mom a follow on Instagram at JamieLynn9498. No matter what you're going through, stay strong. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at HannahB_onAir. And go like my Facebook page, Monday Motivation with Hannah B. Have a great week.